Welcome, dear ones, and Sabbath blessing to everyone on our part two review of our chapter 68 entitled In the Outer Court. On this blessed Sabbath, sunny Sabbath on my side, very cold, December 19, 2020. For those that will be listening over any other devices, Sabbath blessing to you also. Our tiny thought song is entitled Little Feet, Be Careful, and our dear brother Dick will be the one to present it for us.
Little feet, be careful. I washed my hands this morning, so very clean and white, and lent them both to Jesus to work for him till night. Little feet, be careful. Where you take me to, anything for Jesus, only let me do. I told my ears to listen quite closely all day through, for any act of kindness such little hands can do. Little feet, be careful where you take me to. Anything for Jesus, only let me do. My eyes are set to watch them about their work and play, to keep them out of mischief for Jesus' sake all day. Little feet, be careful where you take me to. Anything for Jesus, only let me do.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dave. If any one of the little ones helped by their mommies or daddies or older siblings may be able to have open prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for being merciful upon our lives. Thank you for the opportunity to come into fellowship with one another on your blessed Sabbath day. Please be with us today. Open up our hearts and our ears and our mind and our understanding, dear Father God, that we may behold wondrous things out of thy word. May we be watered according to your perfect will. Please bless each and every one of us that are here, all the brethren that are in the room from all around the world. May you send your heavenly angels to encamp about them and protect their going out and their coming in, dear Father. May you please also be with those that are sick and afflicted, those that are going through any maladies today. May you put your healing hands upon each and every one of us. You know what we all require. And if it be by your will and mercy, may you restore us according to your perfect will. We thank you and we love you in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome to all of the brethren that are just joining us. It is story time, little ones, so let us use our listening ears. And there was a question that was asked by our dear sister Cece last Sabbath, and we were able to do some little research that it can be able to help also the little ones and the dear family to be a little bit more familiar of whom was the one at the very beginning that brought the light. So if Brother Dick, would you like to be able to read out the research? I will unmute so you can be able to do so.
But unto you that fear me, fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness, that's Jesus, arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. In many passages, God is related to as a planet or star. See Psalm 84:11, Isaiah 60:19, Revelation 22:16, and Numbers 24:17. Here the Messiah is not only a son, S-U-N, but also the S-U-N of righteousness, which brings salvation. God is the source of man's life. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Revelation 22:20, KJV margin. Jesus is both the morning star and the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N. Christ returns in glory, and he will bring his light to this world. In that day, those who have waited for him will rejoice with joy. He who testifies to these things says, I certainly come shortly. Amen. Yes, come, Lord Jesus. In Revelation 22:23 KJV, and the city had no need of the sun, S-U-N, neither the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb, that's Jesus, is the light thereof.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope and pray this helped a little bit, dear sister. So this is the story time section, and our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate a book called Golden Treasures of Bible Stories.
Okay, now you remember, before I get started, if anyone has any questions, let me open up my chat here so I can mark my place. If anybody has any questions, they can stick them in the chat, and when I get through reading here, I'll come back and try to answer your questions. God's children. All was still. It was the middle of the sixth day, and God had made everything beautiful in its place. There was the green earth with its grass and its flowers and its trees. And there was the blue sky with its little waves of, did I say sky again? There was the blue sea with its little waves lapping on the shore. There were the rivers and the brooks and the springs sparkling in the sunlight. And in the sea and the rivers and the lakes were the finny fishes. Anita, they don't use that word finny very often, but that means it has fins. Overhead and in the trees and on the ground and even on the water were the feathered birds, ducks and water birds. And on the earth were the sheep and the cows and the horses and all the four-footed animals. Up until now, on this sixth day, there were motion and music, the fishes swimming and the birds flying, and all the animals going about and talking in their own ways. But now it was noon, and everything hushed and waited for what God was going to do. For as yet there was no one to be head of everything in the world. And all the fishes and the birds and animals knew God was going to give them someone to love them and guide them and rule over them. Then in the silence, God spoke, let us make man and woman in our image to be like us, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth. And he did. But you know, the first man and woman in the world were never babies at all. Everybody since then has started out as a baby. You did, and I did, and Daddy and Mama did, and Uncle and Auntie and Grandpa, Grandmother and Granddaddy, and kings and queens, and newsboys. Those are the fellows that run around saying, we got a newspaper here, read the headlines. Every one of us and every one of them was a baby. And then we grew up and are growing into men and women. But it wasn't that way with the first man and woman, Adam and Eve. They were children of God, made in his image. I suppose God said, let's start them out full grown, for there will be no father and mother to take care of them as babies. And next week, we'll find out what happened after that. Now I'll go to the chat and see if I have something to answer.
I have a few questions, Brother Dick. I didn't type them in the chat.
Okay, go ahead.
One of the questions was one of the things that you just mentioned from the story that Adam and Eve were not born babies. So, and we know that is because they were born in the image of God. But when our generation started burning as baby, were we made in God's image, or were we made in Adam and Eve's image?
Well, Adam could only pass on what he was and his genes. If they degraded when he sinned, then we were born in Adam's image, in that we are humans. I'm sure if Adam were to stand next to us, we would say, wow, man, he looks a whole lot different than I do. It must be better, because we have degraded as human beings, and so we wouldn't quite look like him. In fact, I think Sister White talks about when Adam looks on the race that descended from him back in heaven, he would be astonished at the degeneration in size. Otherwise, no, because when Christ comes, he's going to give us a new body. But we will grow up slowly from the short people that we are to the tall person that Adam was.
Thank you. And then the other question was, according to the story that you just read also, Adam and Eve was to rule over the animals. So it is a correct understanding that they weren't afraid of the animals. But today we see that we are afraid of the animals and the animals not afraid of us. Was that because sin was introduced into the world?
That's exactly the reason. God put the fear of animals, fear of animals in the humans, and the fear of humans in the animals, so that they wouldn't, so the animals wouldn't be attacking and killing people. But the devil saw to it that the animals did attack people. That's why after the flood, you read about Nimrod, the mighty hunter. One of his activities was to go out and seek out the wild animals that were threatening his people and kill them. That's why he was called a mighty hunter.
Thank you, Reverend.
Because nowadays, I remember in California when we lived back there when I was a little fella, the hunters got out and they chased down the mountain lion that came into the area. I don't think it had killed any people, but it was killing their animals. And they went out and got after him. And so, are there any other questions? If NOT... Go ahead.
I wanted to clarify just one of the questions. I think I probably asked it in the wrong way. About making babies being born in the image of, like, Adam and Eve versus the image of God. And I'm trying to clarify the understanding in my brain to ask it the right way. But to understand, you mentioned about the genes, and it's because we know, is it a correct understanding to say because sin came into the world, we no longer had access to Christ as did Adam and Eve? So is it a right understanding that we as the ones that were born into baby was to grow up and to learn how to get to the stature of the knowledge of God in order to become one with God again? I know that's a little bit wordy, but please let me know if I should repeat.
We will grow up into the stature of Jesus, Adam, in the new earth. We are, how do I put this? Our genes are different, doubtless. I can't prove this, but sin has its way of making changes in our bodies as well as our minds. And I'm under the impression, the belief that Adam's genes changed after he sinned, and he could not pass on something he did not have. We are therefore degraded from what he was in the very beginning.
Are we in the image of God partly due to having a conscience, partly having a power of choice, which the animals don't seem to have?
That may be part of it. That may be part of it. Part of the image might be that right here we have a way of thinking and choosing and believing that the animals don't. They all act because God built in instinct. I look out the window here and I'm watching the birds at our feet, and all of a sudden, phew, through a streak of a bird comes zipping through, and it's a hawk, and he grabs one of my birds and he takes it away. That's what his instincts tell him to do. And of course it tells the other birds, look out if you can avoid this guy. Okay, let's see. I don't think anybody put any questions in the room, or did I erase my stop? No, it's there. Nothing new. So, Rose, take it back. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, dear ones, for your participations and your question. So next week, we will continue with our part two of our chapter two entitled God's Children. So, little ones, a little walk with Jesus, make it right, alright. A little walk with Jesus, make it right, alright. If you're naughty or unkind, praise God, you'll always find a little walk with Jesus, makes it right, alright. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us. Our opening scriptures song to our opening to our study is entitled For the Love of Christ, and is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 to 15 in the section of God's Love. King James Version. For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge, that if one die for all, then we're all dead. And he died for all that they wish live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, which died for them and rose again. 14 and 15 of 2 Corinthians 5. For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge, that if one die for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all that they wish to live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, which died for them and rose again. 14 and 15 of 2 Corinthians 5. But unto him which died for them, which died for them and rose again. Amen. If anyone of the older children, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our review section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
If you could all kneel, bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirit. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong or sight without even knowing. Be with us now as you have you. Another blessed day. Let us cherish all the lessons that we learn from. Let us be able to keep in memory that you'll always be there to be our guide, no matter what troubles there will be. Let us be able to keep on looking to thee for the answer if we have any difficulties that we can't handle alone. Let us be able to always be strong, be courageous, be unselfish, be noble, be reverent, be all things that are good in thy sight. Let us be able to always be always strong, helpful, and all things that are good in thy sight. We pray that we may help men any of these days know who you are so they can choose to follow thee instead of their own way. We'll also pray that you may be able to comfort if anyone we know, those that may have may have troubles, that they may be relieved of them. We pray that we may be able to accomplish any task that you need us to do. Let us be able to always confident and especially with having you in our minds, so we may be able to not be afraid or discouraged. Be with us now as we move on to the next study, East, and let us always cherish the lessons that we learn from and use them when we need them most. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being the land you promised us. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Jah. Our opening verse for our review lesson is taken from Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 through 7, King James margin. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, merciful and gracious, long-suffering. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, and abounding in goodness, abounding in goodness and truth. Keeping mercy for 1,000, forgiving iniquity, transgressions and sin. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, merciful and gracious, abounding in goodness, abounding in goodness and truth. Exodus 34, 6 and 7. So what have we learned in ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we hear your questions, your comments, or anything you would like to share with your remnant family, let's take a few minutes to review what we had read from last Sabbath, from part 1 of our lesson entitled In the Outer Court, part 2, in our study book, Desire Ages. I just wanted to place a picture that the children will have a little bit of understanding of where these things took place. If you look at the yellow markers, all of that area is the outer court. It's also known as the court of the Gentiles. And if you see, the inner court is the one that has the red pointer as well. So thank you, Joshua. So I'm going to continue on so we can continue in our review. We are in Desire Ages, page 623. If anyone of the Remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Mm-hmm. And Christ presented his future.
Illustrating
it. By
the things
of nature.
That
the disciples might
understand
the true
result
of his mission.
Mission
was
to be
reached
by
his death.
Death.
Verily,
I say
unto you.
He said,
Except
a corn
of wheat
fall
into
the garden
and die. it
abideth.
Oh, I said garden. I'm sorry. Thank you, Titi Rose. Okay. So except
a corn
of wheat
fall
into
the ground
and die.
It
abideth
alone.
But
if it die.
If it Die.
It
bringeth
dates
forth
much
fruit.
Good.
When the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it springs up and bears fruit. So the death of Christ would result in fruit for the kingdom of God. In accordance with the law of the vegetable kingdom, life was to be the result of his death. Desire of Ages, page 623, paragraph 1.
Desire of Ages.
The desire.
Of Ages.
Page
623.
Those who
till the soil
have the illustration
ever
before them
year by year
man
preserves
his
supply
of grain
by
apparently
throwing
away
the choicest good job
part.
For a time
it must be
hidden under
under
the furrow,
the furrow,
to be watched,
to be watched
over,
over
by the Lord,
by the Lord,
by the Lord,
the Lord.
Then
appears
the
blade,
then
the ear,
and then
the corn
in the air,
in the air.
Mm-hmm. But this development. Good job. Cannot
take place
unless
the grain
is buried
out of sight. Just like dirt.
Mm-hmm. Hidden.
Hidden and
to all
appearance
lost. Desire of Ages, page 623, paragraph 2.
Keep reading.
You want to keep reading?
Yeah.
Okay. Read this one and then you give someone else a chance, okay? Let's go. Desire of Ages.
The desire
of Ages.
Of Ages.
Page 623. Okay. The seed.
Buried.
In the ground.
Produces.
Produces. Okay. Produces. Fruit. And in turn.
This.
Is planted.
Is planted.
Planted.
Just like planting.
Okay, good. Thus. The harvest.
Is multiplied.
So the death.
So the death. Death.
So the death.
The death.
Of.
Idea.
So the death
of Christ
on the cross
of Calvary
Calvary
mm-hmm.
will
bear
fruit
unto
eternal life. Okay, this is a big one.
The
contemplation. Contemplation.
Contemplation.
Wonderful.
Of
this
sacrifice
will be
mine.
Will be
the glory
of those
who
as the fruit
of it
will live
through
the eternal ages. Desire of Ages, page 623, paragraph 3. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
The Desire of Ages, page 623. The grain of wheat that preserves its own life can produce no fruit. It abides alone. Christ would, if he chose, save himself from death. But should he do this, he must abide alone. He could bring no sons and daughters to God. Only by yielding up his life could he impart life to humanity. Only by falling into the ground to die could he become the seed of that vast harvest, the great multitude that out of every nation and kindred and tongue and people are redeemed to God. Desire of Ages, page 623, paragraph 4.
Desire of Ages, page 623, continuing. With this truth, Christ connects the lessons of life sacrifice that all should learn. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it into life eternal. All who would bring forth fruit as workers together with Christ must first fall into the ground and die. The life must be cast into the furrows of the world's needs. self-love, self-interest must perish. The slides on the side say, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it in the life eternal. John chapter 12, verse 25. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, King James Version. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Next slide, please.
Yes, I don't listen to everyone.
Yes, everyone.
Okay, continuing.
Continuing.
And?
And?
The law?
The law.
Of?
Of?
Self?
Self.
Sacrifice?
Sacrifice.
Is?
Is?
The law?
Law.
The law?
Law.
Of?
Of?
Self?
Self.
Preservation?
Preservation.
The husbandman?
The husbandman.
Preserves.
Preserve.
Preserves.
Preserves.
His grain.
His grain.
By casting.
By casting.
It away.
It away.
Okay, Emma, look up. So.
So.
In.
In.
Human life.
Human life.
Human life.
Human life.
Come sit up so you could read like a big one. To give.
To give.
Is.
It.
To live.
Bliss.
To live.
To live.
The life.
Life.
That.
That.
Will.
Will.
Be.
Be.
Preserved.
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 One more try. Preserved.
Preserved.
Is.
A.
The life.
Life.
That.
That.
Is.
A.
Freely.
Freely.
Given.
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 In.
In.
The service.
Service.
To God.
To God.
And.
And.
Man.
Man.
Okay, look up. They cannot hear you if you cover your mouth. Okay? Those.
Those.
Who.
Who.
For Christ.
For Christ.
Sake.
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 Take.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Their life.
Their life.
In.
In.
This world.
This world.
Will.
One.
Keep it.
Keep it.
Unto.
Unto.
Life.
Life.
Eternal.
Eternal.
Desired ages.
Desired ages.
Page 623, paragraph 5. And on the slide it says, love. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us.
Thank you, God.
And sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, King James Version. Even as, and also it says, Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, King James Version. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, King James Version. Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 624. The life spent on self is like the grain that is eaten. It disappears, but there is no increase. A man may gather all he can for self. He may live and think and plan for self, but his life passes away. He has nothing. The law of self-serving is the law of self-destruction. Desire of Ages, page 624, paragraph 1.
Sabbath blessing. The Desire of Ages. Page 624. If any man serve me, said Jesus, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. All who have borne with Jesus the cross of sacrifice will be sharers with him of his glory. It was the joy of Christ in his humiliation and pain that his disciples should be glorified with him. Next slide, please. Amen.
On the
And the slide picture on the top left says, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve him, will my Father honor. I mean, if any man serve me, him will I, my Father honor. John 12:26.
The Desire of Ages, page 624. Continuing, they are the fruit of his self-sacrifice. The outworking in them of his own character and spirit is his reward and will be his joy throughout eternity. This joy they share with him as the fruit of their labor and sacrifice is seen in other hearts and lives. They are workers together with Christ, and the Father will honor them as he honors his Son. Desire of Ages, page 624, paragraph 2.
And on the side, it says, in the beginning, man might live for living for self first, but when you become crucified with Christ and a Christ is in your heart, and by baptism you are buried with Christ, you are raised as a new person in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful, with the little ones hearing them reading. Praise God. Welcome to all of the brethren that are joining us. Let's consider this verse for our review section, taken from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. It's a memory verse song from the King James. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that ask you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And with that said, dear ones, what have we learned in ways we have grown? The sixth question that we left to be able to be reviewed, if you have your worksheet, you could be able to take it out and we can begin to hear all of your answers. The first question is, who is the main character or characters in our story? Lesson.
The answer is Jesus and his disciples.
Is anyone else that would like to be able to add or to be able to share their answers to this question, dear ones? You may unmute your mic. We will continue with our second question. What is the main idea for this section of our story?
The answer is Christ compares his sacrifice with harvesting grain.
Our third question, where did the story take place? Meanwhile, I'm going to look also in our chat room to see if there's any questions.
Was it in a temple?
Amen. Our dear Garay family also said the main idea was to present the eternal truth by means of the invisible and common things of nature in order to make them simple and clear for everyone. Amen. Is there any other remnant family would like to be able to hear their answer?
I believe that...
Go ahead, dear sister.
Okay. I believe that there is something to say about if you try to preserve your life, you will lose it, but if you die, you will live eternally in Christ. So, yeah, I had something else to say, but I will come back on that.
Praise the Lord. Let us continue. If there's any other remnant family would like to share their answer as well, you can be able to come to the mic. We have number 4. When did the story begin, dear ones? In our part 2.
When Jesus uses things from nature to teach the disciples.
Is there any one of the dear remnant that would like to also add on the answers that they have for that number four? Meanwhile, we are going to go to number. Go ahead, dear sister.
It was so amazing that the analogy of the corn, the grain of corn that when it fell and it fell and it died, but it to help the ground to bring more. And that is how the Lord used the analogy that he died for all, but if we die with him, we raise also with him. It was so amazing. It was so beautiful. And nature will never be the same again.
Thank you, dear Sister Gina. Our number five question is, how could you relate to the story, dear ones?
Well, I can relate personally because on a daily basis, for the past week, I've been, fighting within my own self because I don't know what to do with myself or I don't. All I know is that what I want to do is just to be able to raise my children correctly and see my children in heaven and be able to change my life to where that I'm an actual light of who he desires all of us to be. So this past week I have been wrestling with just coming out of a comfort zone of going to work every day. So now that I'm not able to, I don't know what to do with myself. So now I felt as if it was just a shell breaking. I found myself crying in the shower, not even knowing why. So when self dies, it is an emotional roller coaster. But at the end, it is, I'm still waiting for the end. But I just know that right now it is an emotional roller coaster. But at the same time, it's just being thankful that the Lord is allowing me to be able to grow into what it is that he's designed for us to be.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear Sister Christina, for sharing. For truly, we die daily. The flesh is not easiest thing to deal with. That's the reason why the only one that can be able to help us with it is the one that we must surrender it to. If there's any of the dear remnant family who would like to also share what they have learned.
So there was a section in one of the slides that talk about when the seeds fall to the ground and it remains in the furrow, something like that. I don't want to missay what it is. But it said something like, it remains there and Christ, let's see, for a time it must be hidden under the furrow to be watched over by the Lord. Then appears the blade, then the ear, and then the corn, then the ear. So, I in my experience, is like when you accept the word of God, then the change is hidden from even you, because sometimes when you start to change and do the things that you wish you should or want to do, all of a sudden one day it just happened. So like the blade appear or obedience starts to appear or faith start to appear. You start to just walk this, your walk of, as a Christian. And before, you know, you will be praying. So that's like the hidden part between you and Christ, and you will be crying, like Sister Christina says, out of nowhere. So then all of a sudden, one day you find yourself just doing the things that you've been praying for the Lord to bring into your life. So I just wanted to share that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing so much, dear sister. The beauty about it also is that little word that was said, that he watched over while we are hidden under the pillow. So just remember that the Lord's eyes is still upon us, and that is a beautiful promise. Thank you so much, dear sister, for sharing. Is there anyone else that would like to be able to share their experience? If not, we're going to go to our last question. What did you learn from the lesson? And if you can type it in the room, you can begin to do so. But I'm going to read also what our dear Garay's family had placed as well. We must be a seed of truth in order to spread it. And at the same time, we should surrender everything to God, even our lives. Amen. We must be willing to lose everything, but that represents that well, okay, let me just read that one better. But that represents that we'll get Jesus an eternal life. So we don't lose anything. At the contrary, we gain. So we are in the plan of addition, and the Lord will be in the plan of multiplication. Don't have to be physical things. We can go in grace. And is there anyone else that would like to give their answer to number 6, by God's grace? You can unmute your mic to do so. Meanwhile, you are gathering your thoughts. We have also have a poem to share, and it's entitled Guide My Ways. This is from Family Bible Lesson, Year 2, Quarter 2, Lesson 4, page 108. Children's Activity Book from the Sunlight Education Ministry of Homeschooling from the Bible. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
Oh, that the Lord would guide my ways to keep his statutes still. Oh, that my God would grant me grace to know and do his will.
O send thy spirit down to write thy law upon my heart, nor let my tongue indulge deceit, nor at the liar's part.
Conduct my footsteps by thy word, and make my heart sincere. Let sin have no dominion, Lord, but keep my conscience clear.
Make me to walk in thy commands. 'Tis a delightful road. Nor let my head, nor heart, nor hands offend against my God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. If you have a testimony or you would like to share, you can either allow it to be known here, or we can also do it after our service. It depends on the time frame. I think we are over. So we are going to close our Children's Sabbath School review. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled In the Outer Court. And if any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to be able to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful study of the seed dying and the corn and the whole cycle, Father Jesus, and how for life eternal there must be death. And also if for life to be, there must be death. So that's very important. And we thank you for those lessons. Continue to bless us. Continue to keep a hedge around us in this day, and that we might be able to learn the many lessons that you have in store for us. I pray that you bless all the children in our midst, and that they may continue their beautiful reading and learning to read so wonderfully. It's always beautiful to hear their little voices. Continue to bless each and every one of them, Lord Jesus. Thank you. May we continue as we go on to the other level of
lessons. Bless and keep each and every one of us here today. In the name of Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, dear Sister Grace. And we are going to have our next lesson, which is part 3. Forgive me with the typo. It's going to be part 3, and that will be held December 26, 2020. I hope and pray everyone will bless dear ones, and may you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. God bless everyone.